Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to another episode of Dopamine Detox Challenge. Today, we're diving into something super important. Self-compassion. You know that feeling when you mess up, trip over your own feet, or just feel like you're not measuring up? Yeah, we've all been there. But what if I told you there's a way to handle those moments with a little more kindness, a little more understanding towards yourself? That's exactly what self-compassion is all about. Treating yourself with the same care and understanding you would offer a good friend. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh great, another woo-woo concept, stick with me. Self-compassion isn't about being soft or letting yourself off the hook. It's about acknowledging that we're all human, we all make mistakes, and life is a messy journey. So, let's get into 5 key takeaways on how to cultivate some serious self-compassion in your daily life. First up, recognize those negative self-talk patterns. Ever catch yourself saying things like, I'm such an idiot, or, I always mess everything up? Yeah, me too, but the key is to become aware of these thought patterns and start challenging them. Replace those harsh, critical voices with something kinder, more supportive. Remember, you wouldn't talk to your best friend that way, right? So why subject yourself to that kind of negativity? Second, practice mindfulness. This doesn't mean becoming a meditation guru overnight, although that's awesome if it works for you. Mindfulness is simply about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. Notice your thoughts and feelings as they arise, but don't get swept away by them. Imagine yourself observing these emotions like clouds passing by in the sky, fascinating, ever-changing, but ultimately not who you are. Third, remember that suffering is a part of life. We all experience pain, disappointment, and setbacks. Trying to avoid it or pretend it doesn't exist only makes things worse. Instead, acknowledge these experiences with compassion, knowing that they're temporary and that you'll get through them. Think of it like this. Everyone has scars, some more visible than others. Your scars tell your story, make you who you are. Fourth, engage in activities that bring you joy. This could be anything from reading a good book to spending time with loved ones to taking a long walk in nature. When you're doing things you love, it naturally shifts your focus away from negative self-talk and towards feelings of happiness and fulfillment. Remember, life is too short to not indulge in the things that make you feel alive. And finally, don't be afraid to ask for help. If you're struggling, reach out to a trusted friend, family member, or therapist. We all need support sometimes, and there's no shame in asking for it. Now, let me tell you about a situation I faced recently that really drove this whole self-compassion thing home. I was working on this new project, pouring my heart and soul into it, and suddenly, disaster struck. A major technical glitch wiped out all my progress. Can you imagine? My initial reaction was pure panic. I felt like I'd failed, like I wasn't good enough. But then, I took a step back, practiced some deep breaths, and reminded myself that this was just a temporary setback. I acknowledged my disappointment, but I didn't let it define me. Instead, I started again, with renewed focus and determination. And guess what? The project turned out even better than before. That experience taught me the power of self-compassion. It reminded me that setbacks are a part of life, but they don't have to derail us. By treating ourselves with kindness and understanding, we can navigate challenges with greater resilience and grace. So remember, you're doing great just by being here, listening to this podcast. And if you stumble, fall down, or face a challenge, be kind to yourself. You've got this. Ready to take action? Start by identifying one negative self-talk pattern that pops up frequently and try replacing it with something more positive. Share your thoughts on social media using the hashtag #ScreenFreeMindset. Let's build a community of support and encouragement together. Can't wait to hear your stories and keep this journey going. Until next time, stay mindful, stay compassionate, and remember, you are amazing just the way you are.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.